Hi, this is Gerald Celente, and it's Tuesday, September 17th, 2024. And pretty soon, your new Trends Journal is coming out. And, you know, we come up with the cover 4 or 5 days before the magazine comes out. And this is the cover of the Trends Journal. You got it? Occupy peace. Get on board. And when you see it closer, it says what peace means. And that how we have to promote unity to make it happen. And we also did this because we're having the Peace and Freedom Rally coming up on September 28th, not too far away. And we want everybody to be here that can come out of 332 million Americans. And if you want to come from Canada or anywhere else, please come. Just before we went on the air, it's been reported. You ready? Several killed, thousands injured as vast wave of pager explosions strikes Hezbollah. This is from the Times of Israel. Terror group blames Israel, vows revenge, hospitals in Lebanon overwhelmed by wounded, including Iranian envoy, after unprecedented coordinated attack amid surging warfare fears. That's from the Times of Israel. Terror group blames Israel. Terror group? Who's the terror group here? There are only about, I think, about 60 countries that call Hezbollah a terror group out of 196. Hezbollah is the people that fought against Israel's occupation of Lebanon and threw them out in 2006. But that's the propaganda that they use. They call it terror groups. And following up with that, the Cartoon News Network, CNN, arrogant, little nothing, pieces of prostitute shit. Scores injured. No, what we're covering. Scores injured. At least 9 people were killed, 2,800 wounded. Numbers I've seen as hard as 4,000. In an attack that targeted pagers, you ready? Held by members of Iran-backed Lebanese militant group. They killed some 4,000 civilians. Militant group? That's the fucking language that they use. You don't get this language in the Trends Journal. But read the Wall Shit Journal. Here. $5. Pups join troops for Mexico Independence Day. Pawsome. Who the fuck are you talking to? Who the fuck are you talking to? I'll tell you who we're talking to. We're talking to those little stupid fucking shitheads that love to swallow our shit. In Mexico City, members of the military marched in the country's Independence Day parade Monday with puppies being trained in the canine unit. Hey, go to the weekend Wall Shit Journal and look at the front page. This is only $6. $6. Prize winner is sure to bring a tear to the eye. A more perfect onion. Stephen Purvis beholds his 16.7-pound giant onion, which took the first, the heaviest onion Friday at England's Harrogate Autumn Flower Show, known for its vegetable contest. He also won the heaviest leek, a 19.7-pound allium. Yeah, look at it. They're not telling you to All they're doing is selling crap and spewing out propaganda. Nothing more. Yep. Back to the toilet paper record. The group said it holds Israel responsible for the deadly explosions. Amid increased tensions in the region, the Lebanese government also condemned the attack as criminal Israeli aggression. Perfectly, perfectly said. Could you imagine if this happened in Israel and Hezbollah did this and some 4,000 Israelis were injured? And others killed? Oh my God, how terrible. Now, why is Hezbollah doing this? Because they are firing rockets back and forth, going Israel's going, and they keep saying, we're going to keep fighting until you have a ceasefire. And as we wrote in the Trends Journal, it's right there, right there. How the guy Gallant, the IDF head over in Israel, he met with the U.S. envoy on Monday. And the U.S. envoy said, do not escalate this war. Again, it's written in your, matter of fact, it's in our economic update. And he said, we have to keep fighting so the people can move back to northern Lebanon, the northern area of Israel. It's on the Lebanese border. Oh, you steal that land too? You're going to keep fighting? They're not going to be moving back. World War III has begun. Go back to this week's Trends Journal. Look at the cover. It'll be out soon. You better get on board and occupy peace, because these sick fucking maniacs, the only way they do is talk about more war. We're going to have more war to defeat them, more war to defeat them. Look, Israel has about 9 million people. They're about 20% of them, of course, are Arab. You're going to beat Lebanon, Syria, and Iran. Well, Iran only has about 91 million people, and they're very advanced. And Hezbollah, again, throughout Israel in 2006, none of the mainstream media talks about this. And then you go to the Tehran Times, and that's what we do. We cover the world. We get different information from different sources. We want to hear what everybody has to say. This is the way they write it. Israel is once more escalating tensions towards a potential large-scale conflict with Lebanon's Hezbollah amid the regime's desperate attempts to distract attention from its unsuccessfully nearly year-long war in Gaza. Israel's malevolent intentions came to light on Tuesday following the simultaneous detonation of communication devices used by people across Lebanon. No, when you read the American and the Israeli and Western news, all they did was kill Hezbollah people. Thousands of people were injured and many lost their lives when their pages exploded. Israel has been blamed for the attack of sabotage, which also targeted Hezbollah. Citing a spokesperson in the office of President Prime Minister Netanyahu, Israeli media said the regime was behind the explosions. Oh, pagers, these ancient things. So if they could blow you up by holding your pager, as our executive editor of Trends Journal, Edmund Dumont, said, look what they could do with your cell phone. Look what they could do to your car. All this high-tech equipment, refrigerators, on and on. If they could do this with pagers, this is World War III in a whole different dimension. A whole different dimension. Very, very important. Now on to the economy. Again, you got to read the economic update, what we have there, because there's a special, there's two articles by Gregory Mannarino. And he, tomorrow is the big day that they're waiting for. How much is the Federal Reserve going to lower interest rates? One survey says 25%. Another one says 50 basis points or 25 basis points. If they go 25 basis points, you could see gold going down $100. Because gold hasn't had a retraction since its high, and nothing goes straight up. But that'll be temporary. And it'll flatten out the markets. If they lower interest rates 50 basis points, again, all things are connected with trend forecasting. This escalation of the Israel war, and they're killing another Iranian, you can see gold prices, and the gold is only around $74 a barrel for Brent crude now. It goes to $130 a barrel, poof, equity markets and the economy crash. So 50 basis points down, the dollar gets weaker, gold prices go way up. It's as simple as that. And again, we're covering so many different articles here on the economic front about the job applicants. More than jobs are available, more applicants than jobs. And this is invest heavily or living standard will crumble. Yeah, that's coming out from the major organizations like the IMF and others saying that Europe is in deep trouble. And they lowered interest rates only 25 basis points. They're going to lower them again because 25 basis points in the EU isn't going to make any difference at all. And the economy is going down. Again, what went on with the regulators, they wanted banks to increase the amount of holdings they have. Because if there's an economic crisis, they won't have the dough to cover the losses. And the banksters in charge told them, you're not going to do it. We're not going to put more money into the system. No one's talking about the office building bust that's going to make the banks go bust. And now the wars are making a bad situation worse. So we're just telling you, you better prepare, prevail, and prosper, because I've been in this business now since 1980. And I've never, ever seen a more disastrous time in my lifetime than the one we're being confronted with. Again, the people want peace. Politicians want war. This cover really, really says it. You look at the bullets in the teeth and you look at the people suffering. And please come to our Occupy Peace rally. Look, this thing is, everybody's doing everything they can to make this happen. Scott Ritter, Judge Napolitano, Max Blumenthal, Anya Parampo, and Joseph Loria from Consortium. He's coming in from the UK. He's over there now. Everybody's doing everything they can, and it's up to you to do what you can. If you do nothing, you deserve the decline of society that we're facing and the annihilation of life on Earth. You just saw what happened in Lebanon. Again, this is with pagers. What the hell is a fucking pager? These antiques. Now think what they could do with cell phones. Think how they could destroy us with nuclear weapons because, of course, not only do we write all about the Israel war, but also, of course, what's going on in the Ukraine war. Only getting much worse. Timeline, calling Putin's bluff. Oh, and subscribe to this channel because we're getting shadow banned. So hit the subscribe button, tell everybody about it. And again, you know the way I feel about politicians. Little scumbags in a country near you. Here we go. Hey, politicians, who the fuck are you to tell me what to do? And there's the back. Name your country. You got that little Katsun Macron? How about that? Olaf Scholz's popularity rating is about 18%. Look at the faces of these freaks. Look at the United States. Minnie Mouse or Donald Duck? Who's your favorite? And these are the Netanyahu. These are the people in charge telling us what to do. You can't make this shit up. But shitheads believe it. And again, subscribe to the Wall Shit Journal. Don't subscribe to the Trends Journal for $2.50 a week. 56 cents, excuse me. Pay $6 for the weekend edition and $5 every day. And get nothing. Yep. U.S. Navy SEALs preparing for a Chinese invasion of Taiwan. Isn't that great? You haven't won a fucking war since World War II, and you only won World War II because the Russians beat Germany first. Every fucking war you lost, and they keep ramping up this fucking war talk. Little fucking losers with their little fucking costumes on and all their little fucking medals, like they're still in the fucking Boy Scouts. And what else do we have here? You know, Joe Duran is a technocracy cat, man. Nobody knows what he's doing. Synthetic Devolution is one of his books. You get this on Amazon. More about technocracy going on. Again, Gregory Manarino's article. It begins this week, the largest currency devaluation cycle in history. You got it? There's going to be currency devaluations. And the lower the currencies, the more the currencies devalue, the higher gold prices go up. It's as simple as that. Ah, here we go. This is an article. Again, this is before Israel just killed all these people and injured thousands. This is in your Trends Journal. It's going out in a couple hours. Again, we wrote this yesterday. Israel's defense head, military action needed to return Israelis to the north. Yeah. Military action, not peace, not peace, not a ceasefire, military action. How fucking stupid can you be? How fucking stupid can you be? They're escalating the war. No, military action will not bring the people back to the north. It'll keep them away further, and the Israeli economy is going to shit. They're at war. Ain't a happy place. And by the way, it's miserable everywhere. All these studies come out, how fucking miserable everybody is. Yeah. Happy days are here again. Da-da-da-da. Nah. Happy days are never here again. We need peace on earth, and I'm doing everything we can, and so too are the people involved. And occupy peace. Do what you can. Again, they just announced that guy who owns Oracle is the second richest billionaire in the world. Not a fucking penny for peace in the billionaires. Not a Musk, nobody. Gates, Buffett, Bezos, not a fucking penny for peace. He invested in the war machine. If we had $1 billion of peace, we'd have peace tomorrow. I'm a one-man show with a bunch of other guys trying to help and women. You got to join this. If you don't join it and you can't see what's going on, it's the end of life on earth. Keep watching television. Go to the movies. Anyway, weight loss drugs to be pushed on obese children in the U.S. You got to read this article. And again, Trends in High-Tech Science by Ben Davis, an entire section on AI every week. And that's just some of what you're getting in your Trends Journal. And another article. Again, before all this happened. Israel downplays number of Israelis displaced in North. Yep. We've been warning about this, saying it was going to happen, and here it is. And the American politicians and Western politicians are all in favor of escalating this war. They keep sending the weapons to keep making it happen. So thanks for tuning in. And tomorrow, don't forget, Salenti and the Judge, Judge Andrew Napolitano. Again, he's going to be a speaker here at the rally on September 28th on the Four Corners of Freedom. It's going to start at 2 p.m. We're doing everything we can, but we can't do it without you. United we stand, divided we die. See you tomorrow.